going to ask you to stay a little bit longer. Amen. Amen. Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is holy.
This time of the year, oh God, you know all about them, Father God. keep your angels of protection around them, Father God, as only you can, Father God. And Father God, I lift up Danae Allen this morning, Father God. You know all about Danae, Father God. She was the church's, she is the church's faith, church baby. And she has grown up, Father God, to be an adult young lady right now, Father God. But Father God, there are many challenges, oh God, that I know she's facing right now, Father God. And sometimes she don't even talk to her grandmother. Sometimes she don't even talk to her mom. But God, you know what the nail is going through, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for the nail on this morning, oh God, that you would touch her heart and her mind and her spirit, Father God. I pray, oh God, this morning for Colin and Cheyenne Bishop Johnson this morning, Father God, and all of our young people this morning, Father God. Keep them, Father God, as the apple of your eye, Father God. Continue to lead, God, and direct them, Father God, as only you can, Father God. And, oh God, we pray, oh God, for our pastor this morning, Father God. Oh God, Pastor Anthony B.K. Sir Senior, Father God. Gird him up on every leaning side, Father God, where we can build him up, God, where he feels he's torn down. Strengthen him in every area of his life that he needs to be strengthened in, Father God. Be with him, Father God. Lead, guide, and direct him, Father God. Continue to allow him to preach your word with clarity, with conviction, with power, with boldness, and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit on today, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for our first lady today, oh God. Bless her and keep her, Father God, as only you can, Father God. Continue to keep her as the apple of your eye, Father God. We pray for her mom this morning, Father God, for the Poindexter this morning and the Poindexter family this morning, Father God. And we pray for all families and all communities, oh God, this morning, Father God. Those that are in leadership, Father God, we pray for them as well, Father God. And Father God, we pray this morning for every bereaved family this morning, Father God, that you will be a comfort to them, Father God, that you will strengthen them, Father God. And Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity that you've allowed us to come this morning, Father God. Thank you for attending your ears unto our prayers and our petitions this morning, Father God. We just love you and we adore you, and we thank you for this opportunity on this morning, Father God. And Lord, 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 you have been good. Down through the years, Father, you have been good to us, Father God, individually and collectively, Father God. And so, Father God, we just come, oh God, today to say thank you. We come today to say hallelujah. We come today to say, God, we bless your name and we praise your name on today, Father God. Because nobody can do it but you, Father. And so we're leaning and depending on you, Father God. Because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God. And so we thank you this morning and we bless your name, Father God. And Father, we know that we have fallen short. Father God. And so we pray and ask for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, and that you will create within all of us clean hearts, oh God, that we might serve you better, Father God. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
And thank God. Know that. Amen. For the first prayer. Know that all of us are holding on. Amen. Calendar. Amen. We're halfway through 2023. Isn't that something? Yes, sir. 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 Yes, sir Now give him a ring back. Come on down. And somewhere, somehow, he gave me the strength to be able to stand up on my 2 feet. Somebody say hallelujah. And it might have been slow, but I was able to put 1 foot in front of the other. Somebody say hallelujah. Somewhere along the line, I was able to give you a little piece of food. Come on now. My daily bread. And I got a witness. I was able to chew it up and have a little bit of water to chase it down. My spirit said it's Sunday morning. It's going to be time to go worship the Lord today. So start getting busy. Come on now. So put this together. Pair of socks together. Pair of shoes together. Got, still got socks. Still got shoes. Still got a pair of pants. Still got a shirt hanging up in the closet. Somewhere along the line, God bought a little vehicle parking outside the house. Got some gas in that door. But I turned the key. And bought it right up. Somebody else in this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Got on $1 billion highway. Come on now. Just everybody around me was some kind of way. Allow me to get off on the highway. Get over to the side of the building where it's at. Holy God. Baptist church. Turn the key. Light was still on. Turn the air conditioning on. Air was still on. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. It was nobody but you. Can you sing that song? Sing that song you bring right here.
Come on, let's get down for praise. Come on, come on, let's get praise for the day. Let's get praise for the day. Give us the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank God for just
blessing the fathers of today.
Yeah.
Be in their help and be in their strength. I just pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church. I pray for you, pastor, first lady. I pray for the church body.
Yeah.
That God will keep you all strong. And most of all, we thank God for our Father,
amen,
who is in heaven,
yeah,
who always loves us and will always be with us. In spite of what it looks like, God will not fail us.
Nah.
He will not forsake us, because he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We give him the glory this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God this morning. I thank God for he is my Father God. And I thank him this morning because he is an awesome, mighty, and a great God. And so I just thank him this morning for family. I thank him for my church family, my pastor, and my first lady. I just thank God that people don't have to be nice. My mother always told me, people don't have to be nice. But I thank God for my first lady, because my first lady gave me a call this. She don't know how to touch my heart. She said, I just called to check on you to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you need anything?
Yeah.
I said, first lady, I don't need anything. I'm doing just fine.
Right.
She said, well, if you need anything, you know, I'll get it to you, or we'll get it to you some kind of way. And I thank God for the heart that he has given first lady.
Yeah.
She is a great, great helper.
Yeah.
She is a person that will give you the blouse off of her back.
Amen.
And I thank God for First Lady, and I just want to give First Lady her flowers.
Amen.
So, First Lady, I appreciate you, and I thank you, because people don't have to be nice. In a world that we live in today, where there are so many people that are just nasty, and they just don't care about other people. But I thank you, First Lady, that you have shown me, down through the years anyway, you have shown me. But it was just something about that call this week that touched my heart. And I just want to say thank you and thank God.
Amen. We'll go back here. Got another testimony about the goodness of the Lord this morning.
Good morning, church.
Good morning. Thank you.
Father in heaven, down in
Good morning.
Praise be given the honor to God.
best in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
This Father.
Yeah.
We have a reason, sure. Glad that we have a leader in our church. And I can speak the truth. But my Father was not here with us. But his Father was not with us.
Yeah.
And his Father's Father.
Yeah.
Because God, oh God, spiritual man, that God prepared for my Father, for his Father, for his Father's Father, generation to generation, and left a legacy here for that family. The life of Christ and love of God. Love that day, man, that keep it God's commandment. Lead us. I thank God for little Anthony. I was having problems. But God sent it to my
position.
They'll see them out, man. From generation to generation. And I thank God that my Father called us to choose. I want your children to love each other. Be there for each other. Right or wrong. Be there. Love each other. God has allowed me to live, to see it. Manifest in my family. The teaching of our parents. As God taught them, the severity in every symptom in my family, that's scripture. The blood of Jesus that flows warm in our blood and in our blood passes the torch of generations. I am proud because I am a and that is being a child of the King, our Heavenly Father. Yes, blessed us. I don't look like what I've been through.
Oh, now.
But that's how. God's giving you strength to get up this morning. I'm going to somebody's church.
Hey.
I can rest assured that it's all the children, Jim Smith's generation, Grandpa Kenton, James Kenton, Anthony Kenton, Stephen Kenton, Craig Kenton, Reggie Kenton, Craig. I can rest assured right now that there's somebody's church without the heart. Oh. I thank God.
Thank God.
I thank God for good feeling and good to know that you don't have God touch you. And how much He has prepared us here in this church, part of God's Baptist Church. There are problems and troubles in men.
That's right.
But we have our Father that we can turn to. The love of the company, the chips are down. Jesus has come. Joy comes in the morning.
That's right.
How many times have we experienced that? It's just a blessing to have two people that we need from, especially if we want to come. To have people to call you all day, all times, looking for praise. They don't know him personally. But we, as members of our God's Baptist Church, have spread the gospel of the grace of God. Bless the grace that you them know that you're not alone. God is with you. The spirit of God from this side and from the teacher of these two. Every Texas. The old man says, am I right about it?
All right.
Am I right about it? When I wake up in the morning, sometimes I feel kind of bad. But when I get the message from our first day, it gives me the strength to go on. When I get the message from Deacon Bryce,
yeah.
He can't talk.
Yeah.
But the word goes forth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Man, we are blessed.
Yeah.
Truly blessed. We are attacked by the devil all the time. But we have our Father that we can turn to. And he would never be comfortable. He would be with us all. And I thank him and I thank him. One day I will give him all the glory for the bell seed that he has sent.
Yeah.
To lead us. God. To never, ever forget who we are. Because God loves us unconditionally. That you can never be comfortable. That we have his word.
That's right.
We are so thankful that we just want to have a sanctuary.
Yeah.
That we can come to.
That's right.
Every Sunday.
That's right.
Those that are not here this morning, let's adore our own but I pray that they're somewhere in somebody's church.
That's right.
Praise God. Because they came here to the healing stage. How dead. He feels them up and we pray that they took it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the
Father. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. All right. Spoke on the line this morning. Testimony about how good the Lord and his been. And it's just for this morning for y'all one up front here.
Tired of her being dead and gone, but you saw the difference. You decided to save me. Oh, and I'm grateful. Yeah. I could have been down and out, but you saved me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh. From my heart of love, for setting me free, for washing me clean. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank I guarantee you got two little boys. Malachi.
That papa.
begin to feel a little dizzy or something, I lay down in the bed and praying. I said, no, I'm going to get up and do what God has put in my heart to do. And I did that. I came down here and got myself together. Got my phone and my numbers on me. Go to church this morning. I would love to be there in person, but still a little bit under whatever I have here. But I thank all of you for your presence. And you all continue to pray for me. I need prayer. I've tried to sometimes not let it bother me, but I've really been under. But I'm feeling better today.
Amen.
You all continue to stay blessed. Keep on keeping heart of God, moving in the name of the Lord, over and over again. Y'all have a good day and a blessed day, because I feel I am truly blessed through you all and through God. And
amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I always want to give a shout out to Deacon Bryce. Thank God for her faithfulness every day. Amen. We continue to wish God's blessing upon her. So we go to the Lord in prayer. I want to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer this morning. I pray for her as she comes in the name of Jesus. Yeah.
We praise God this morning. Truly He is good unto us. Just want to pass the case on to all the men, my son and mom, regardless of men, regardless of where you are. If you're incarcerated, if you are war-torn soul, wherever you are, my prayer this morning for you, for your strength in the Lord. And just want to share a couple of words with you, Pastor, that won't be long.
Mm-hmm.
Faith of our Father. Faith of our Father living still, in spite of dungeon, fire and sword. Oh, how our hearts be high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our Father, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Let us pray. Father God, we come this morning thanking you, Father God, because before we even thought about, knew anything about creation, you were our Father and you brought it all into existence. You knew that we needed a Father. You knew that this earth, oh God, that you had created, Father God, need a purpose and a plan. So we thank you that you are Father, love, grace, and mercy, oh Father God.
Yeah.
That you had set it all in motion before you even spoke the word, let there be light. And so, Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you because you met every need and you took care of every circumstance and every condition. We thank you because you are the sustainer and the giver of life. And for that this morning, we glorify you and we say hallelujah to you this morning. We thank you because you've been mighty good unto us. You've been a faithful and a good daddy unto us.
Yeah.
And Father God, you left the example because you showed love. You showed love by giving us Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. You showed your love by giving us your word. And you showed us your love by making that supreme sacrifice when Jesus died for our sins. So, Father God, we thank you this morning.
And so, Father God, I come in the name of Jesus, asking as you look on every heart this morning, that if you see anything that will separate us from your grace and your love, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then, oh God, I pray that you would look on every father this morning. You know what they stand in the need of, whether they are saved or unsaved, because you created and made them in your image and in your likeness. And so, Father God, you gave it to the male seed, that authority and that power.
Yes.
So, Father God, I pray that you would strengthen, oh God, every male that you have created, Father God. Oh, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will give them the strength and the healing to go forward. And Father God, I pray those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, that you would draw them nigh unto your cross. And those that do know you, Father, I pray that you will continue to be their keeper and their God. And oh God, we thank you for our forefathers. We thank you for our grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers. Those that have gone on before us, Lord, that told us about you, and those who were the great examples, oh God, that we would be where we are today if they had not took the time. So we are grateful this morning. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing them, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that some of them are resting with you right now, Father. And we are forever grateful, oh God. But Father God, we never hear Jesus. I pray that you will continue to lead them. Guide them in your word. Father God, there's so much violence, there's so much going on that the youth and the children sometimes don't know where to turn and who to go to. But Father God, we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and you are the only door. So we pray this morning, Jesus, that you will touch every heart, and that you will look on every male seat, and that you will draw nigh unto the cross. And Father God, we pray for the mother that has been fathered.
Yeah.
We pray for those that didn't have mothers and fathers and that had other guardians and other people that stepped in and are still being a father to them, oh God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bless them this morning. I pray that you will look on First Lady co-worker, be her help and be her strength. Be a comforter to that family, oh God. Father God, I pray for us, sure, this morning. That you will be a healer of her body, oh God. Fill up what she's going down. You know what she's saying in the need of. And then I pray for Devin and Nita Bryce this morning, oh God. I pray that you will touch her body. Look on Dick and Daniel Bryce, be with him this morning. And then, oh God, I pray that you will look on all those that are sick and afflicted. And hospital homes and nursing homes. All those that are coalescing in their home this morning, be they help to lead us, pray. And, oh, God, I pray for Father Papa Richardson. I pray for senior citizens everywhere. And, yes, Father God, I pray that you will look on your man's servant today. Cast the case on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what he has done and what he continues to do. Continue to keep us and lead us, guide him, and direct him. Continue to give him divine inspiration today. And look on First Lady Kayson in a special manner. She is a special person, oh God. And we thank you for her this morning. Look on the first family, oh God. And Father God, look on every step of the heart of God in a special manner. Be there, help and be there, strength. But oh God, we pray not only for this church family, but we pray for churches throughout the land that are doing your will, Jesus. Oh, God, continue. mighty good are you to us. And so we bless you and we praise you. Because you are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, thank you, God. Of all the praise and thankfulness. And we lift you up. Because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? So we are grateful to you for this morning. For your loving kindness. For your mercy.
Talk with mind and
learning how to drive, Lord, help us. So how to stay in their lane, amen. How to drive defensively, amen. How to make sure you keep your head on the swivel, amen, all the time, but make sure you can get out and get back in, amen. But you're always talking to your children. You talk to them about going to school, amen. You go to school to learn, not cut up. Don't go with them. That there's consequences for your actions. Amen? But I think the best talk and the most important talk that you can have with your children is talk about salvation and talk about the God that provides that salvation. That is the most important talk that you can have with your children. Amen? And your mother talked to you about that from the time you're little. Amen? But there comes a time, amen, daddy has to step up, so they're first. And the father has to step up, the man has to step up, amen. And he has to have the talk with his children, amen. But what I found, amen, is that in order for the talk to be effective, amen, that you have to live, amen, what you're talking about. Am I going to listen? Otherwise, you just talk. Making a bunch of noise. Have we got it with you? So we want to see what this talk that God has in this Bible that he's talking to a father to his children. So Proverbs, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 1. And it says, hear, ye children, the instruction of a father. And attend to no understanding. And as a father, what has to happen is you have to understand this, that you didn't start off understanding everything that you know right now. There was a maturity process that had to occur in your life, amen, for you to get to a place where you not only knew, but you understood. Mm-hmm. See, there's one thing, amen, to have wisdom, know it, amen, to know it. But wisdom is one thing to have knowledge, to know it. But wisdom is the ability to know how to use it correctly. Ever got a wisdom? And so what we have to understand as fathers, amen, is that your children will come along in different places, different times, different speeds, and different maturity. But the thing that you have to understand is that you have to wait for them, amen, to get an understanding of the knowledge and to be able to apply the wisdom to the knowledge that they understand, amen? And it takes time, and as a parent, sometimes it can be a little frustrating. And we got to witness, amen. Sometimes you think that I know I showed them this, I know I told them this, but they're just not getting this. Amen? And so what you have to do is you have to understand that you didn't get it overnight either.
That's right.
Matter of fact, some of us are still getting it. Lord have mercy.
That's right.
Some folk, amen, still don't know how to play nice in the sandbox.
Right.
Some folk got them on their job every day. You go in and they just act the clown and act the fool. Amen? Don't know how to share. Don't know how to get along, but they act clumb like they don't know how to do anything but themselves and them. Lord have mercy. But what God wants us to know, amen, as fathers, amen, is that we have to continue to give instruction. Lord have mercy. But in order to give the instructions, we got to read and learn the instructions ourselves. Lord have mercy. See, I can't tell you how to put this together, amen. If I haven't read and understood the instructions, what? Myself. And so the instructions that we need to give to our children, amen, is the word, what? Of God. And not only do we need to give them the instructions, but we need to demonstrate to them how, what? To do, amen. See, it's one thing, amen, to be able to say, go in and be nice, amen. But there's another thing to be able to demonstrate to go in and to be nice to somebody, particularly when those people are being nice, what, to you. And so you have to get to a place where it says, God wants me to give the instructions, but he wants me to give the example with the instructions. Anybody ever try to put something together you got, like for Christmas or for a birthday gift or something, and it comes in a box, Lord have mercy. Have we got a witness? And somewhere in the box, most of the time, they got some instructions. Have we got a witness? Amen. And it tells about parts and pieces, and it tells you the order that you have to put it together. And then most of the time, amen, you look at it, you can't understand the instructions, amen. And it seems like, amen, that the instructions don't go with the product that you have. That's crazy. What's the up and what's the down? How do you figure this thing out? And so what you have to do is you have to go through the process of looking at the instruction. I look at the box. Look at the box of how the finished product is supposed to be. In between looking at the instruction, reading the instructions, looking at the box, trying to put it together, amen, eventually with the help of God, amen, you'll put it and get it together. That's how our life is with our children. We have to tell them that we had to read the instructions. We had problems with the instructions. And we had to look at examples. And we would look at our mothers and our fathers, and we would see the examples of them, and we still couldn't figure it out. We still couldn't put all the pieces. There were some rough, clumsy things in our lives, amen. But sooner or later, we was able to put it and piece it together because of the instructions, the examples, amen, of what our parents did, of what our father did. And now we have the understanding, the wisdom to go along with the knowledge. And so what happens is the next time that thing comes along, amen, you know how to handle it and you know how to deal with it, amen. The next time that issue comes up, you know how to go to the part that needs to be put before that part, before you get to that part, before you tighten that part. You understand how it works. And that's the way our life is with God. That's the way our faith is with God, and that it grows day by day by day. But it takes time, amen, to get the understanding to go along with the knowledge that God has given. So God says to the male seed that you got to have the time and the patience to be able to work with your children, Lord have mercy. And you have to teach the children, amen. Can I say it like that? The children, amen, to listen, amen, and to take it in. And sometimes it doesn't seem like they're listening.
That's right. Right.
Sometimes it seems like you're talking to that wall over there. Sometimes it's like I'm just wasting my breath, amen. But how many of us know, amen, that we was acting the same way, amen, but when we done hit our head upside that wall for the last time, when you done tore your behind for the last time, when you found out that a hard head makes a what? Soft behind. When you found out if you made your bed hard, you had to what? Sleep in it, lay in it, amen. The words of your mama and daddy came what? Rushing back. Have a witness. When you thought you was big and bad and you thought you could do whatever you wanted to, amen, and mama would tell you this and daddy would tell you this and pastor would tell you this, and you said, I'm going to do it my way. Them old phony folks, they don't know what they talk about. That was back then, this is now. I'm going to do it my way. Because you had the knowledge of doing it, but you didn't understand and had the wisdom of how you should do it. That verse. And so verse 1 says, hear children, the instruction of a father. And a lot of people say, well, my father's not listening. But if you have some folk in your life, they'll tell you about a heavenly father. Your Heavenly Father is the one that created you. Your Heavenly Father is the one that knows every hair on your head. Your Heavenly Father is the one that knew you in your mama's womb. Your Heavenly Father is the one that has given you every inhale and exhale of your life. Your Heavenly Father, amen, is the one that taught your father and your father's father. And if you listen to your Heavenly Father, amen, there will be great benefits in your life. Ideas spoke up now. In other words, if I listen to my Heavenly Father, then I'll have benefits in my life. Look what the Word of God said. Right here into the fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs. I wonder how many fathers have shown this to their children. Look what he says about the sight. He says, for I give you what? Good doctrine.
Yes.
Good teaching.
Yes.
Forsake ye not what? My law. In other words, the world has a law and the world has a teaching. And the world is always trying to push its laws and its teaching on us. Amen?
Yeah.
But if you turn to God and take to his doctrine and take to his teaching, this is what he'll say. He said, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. And it lets you know that your relationship with your mom and your dad, it shouldn't be a relationship of adversarial thing. It should be a relationship, amen, of them wanting to teach you and train you, amen, in a way that when you get older and when they're no longer around, that you can not only survive, but you can thrive. Did I say that too fast? Your mama and your daddy love you so much that they're giving you instructions. I know first ladies, they come in by 8 o'clock and a lot of kids will roll their eyes, Lord have mercy. But we had this thing in our house, if the streetlight beat your home, you were going to get your butt beat. People say, what about the streetlight? The streetlight is a light on the pole that when the light got a certain a degree and it was going to come from daytime to nighttime. In other words, that was your time to get your behind back at home. And so she said, bring it at 8 o'clock. But in the summertime, sometimes Dr. Sykes, the sun would still be out, and we had to be in. 8 o'clock. And there was an old TV commercial that come on. We used to have like 3 different channels, amen. And at the end of it was like midnight, it would have some guy come on there and say, it's midnight, do you know where your what? Children are. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it would go, and it wouldn't come back on until like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling my age, man. But what happened was there was instructions to say, take care of your children. Know where your children are. Tell them what they need to know to not only survive but thrive. Demonstrate to them the things of the law and the doctrine of God, that they would have something to look at to represent God. Tell them about God. Teach them about God. Show them about God. So when you're no longer there, you no longer can be with them. The talk that you've had with them, they will be able to implement in their lives. And even if they depart from them, that's what the Word of God says, that when they get old, they won't what? Depart. Because they've been taught, they've been indoctrinated, they've been set example before. And Lord have mercy, when you get to a certain age, everybody think they're grown. Grown. Can't tell me what? Nothing. Because I'm strong and I'm fine and I'm young and I can do all these things, amen. And I don't need nothing from what? Nobody. Because I'm what? Grown. Lord have mercy. That's the biggest lie that ever been told. Lord have mercy. Grown. And then God says, this is what I want you to understand, is your mother and your father love. Mm-hmm. And verse 4, he says, he taught me. Ain't nothing like somebody taking the time to teach you how to do right. To teach you how to do right. I remember, Lord have mercy, I would think I was in the sixth grade or what, I forget what grade. And we were going to the next grade, and my mother said, I want you to take typing. I'm like, what do I think nobody's typing? Lord have mercy. He said it'll benefit you in the long run. I'm kicking and scratching the whole way. We had this little teeny typewriter teacher, Lord have mercy. She had glasses about this big, Lord have mercy. But she could see if you turned your head and looked at that paper, Lord have mercy. She had a ruler. This was telling how old I was. And if you look back down at that paper and say, wow, get that close to your hand, Lord have mercy. Don't look at the key, Lord have mercy. Keep your eye on the paper. And she said, all right, ready? Hey, semicolon. A, F, B, F, F, G, H, L. And she drilled that thing to you, capital. And it was like, this was like going through military. This is the worst class I had. But later on in my career, Lord have mercy, when I got a job, when I had to go to college, when I had to go and write papers, amen, I didn't have to hire somebody to type up my papers. I didn't have to pay somebody to type up my papers. I could finish my work. I could help somebody else. I could go to work and send perfect emails and perfect letters and write perfect documents, amen, because my mama loved me enough to put up with me rolling my eyes, smacking my lips, huffing and puffing, because I had to what? Take what? And I go to my father and say, Daddy, that's for a girl. He said, there might be some cute ones in there, boy. So you know, when I got to 10th grade, I said, type it again. Because there were some cute girls in there in the 10th grade. Amen. And I would always pretend like I didn't have no paper so I could borrow some paper, Lord have mercy, from the gas. I'm sorry, I left my papers. You need to give me some papers, thank you. You know, that type of mentality. But I listened to my mother and father, boy, I said, boy, do what your mother's telling you to do is going to help you in the long run. So, said he taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain to my word, keep my commandments, and do what? Live. So many young men out here, so many young women out here are dying in the street. So many people picking up guns instead of picking up Bibles. So many people turning to the ways of the world and to the ways of God because they don't have an understanding of the wisdom that God has given to them, that this wisdom comes from God. And if you use the wisdom of God, if you have an understanding of how to apply it to your life, you shall what? Live. And so many of them act like there's nothing to live for because they can't have a pair of shoes that somebody has, somebody else has, and they shoot them dead in the street over a pair of what? Shoes. But my father and my mother, they taught me these things. And so hear what he says, Dr. Lindsay. He says, get what? Wisdom. Get what? Understand. He says what? Forget it not, what? Neither decline from the words of my mouth. In other words, you might not know it right now, but continue to get it. Continue to get understanding. In verse 6, he says, forsake her not, and what? She shall what? Preserve thee. Love her, and she what? Shall what? Keep thee. And here it is. Father, I can hear him say, what you understand? What do you understand about this situation? What did you learn in school? We had to come home. We had to tell them what we learned in school. We sat around the table. We had to tell them what each subject was. Everybody around the table had to give them a report of what we knew, of what we understood, of what we went to school for. And it says, wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Therefore, get what? Wisdom. And with what? All by getting what? Get what? Understand. Verse 8, it says, exalt her, and she shall, for what? Promote thee. In other words, you want to advance in life? Get the wisdom and the understanding of God. God will promote you. God will put you in places of favor. God will give you the desires of your heart. It says, she shall bring thee what? Honor. When thou dost what? Embrace her. She shall give to you a head of what? Ornament of what? Grace. A crown of what? Glory shall she what? Deliver what? To you. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying. In the years of thy life shall be what? I have taught thee in the way of what? Wisdom. I have led thee in the right what? Path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be what? Straight. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not what? Stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy what? Simple 13 verse can change a man, a young man's life, if he has somebody living that in front of him, who has somebody live that in front of them. But too many times we just close this book up and tell them, go and figure life out. The devil sitting out there waiting on. Some of us trying to go out there, amen, and got in trouble. But because somebody taught us and somebody lived it for us, we were able to go back, amen, and get back in line with the word of God. Amen? But if nobody is teaching them this, right now, if nobody's sharing the wisdom and being patient enough for them to get to an understanding, They'll never get there. But that's how we have to be a father to our children. We have to take our time. We have to put and invest time in us. We have to give them the correct things, and we have to live the correct things in front of them in order to make a difference. And then what will happen is, Dr. Lindsay, when they have children, when they have families, they'll be able to do the same thing with their children. But it seems so simple. But the talk is a very important, all the rest of them are important talks to the young black men. But this talk right here, it tells them she is life. Look at that last verse 13. She is life. Talking about wisdom and understanding and knowledge. That's how you experience the abundant life that Jesus came. He said, I came that you would have life and that you would have it what? More abundant. There's nothing like the abundant life when you know God's word, you know God's teaching, and then you know how to apply it. And you have the wisdom and you have the understanding how to apply it. And you'll begin to start seeing the blessings and the blessings and the blessings and the blessings and the blessings. But if you don't have that knowledge, you don't have that understanding, nobody taught it to you, nobody's lived it, you're at the mercy of this world. You're at the mercy of the prince of this world. The Bible says that the devil is like a roaring lion, going to forth in the earth, seeing whom he may what? Devour. And they're getting devoured every day. Every day they're getting devoured. So we thank God for the young men and the fathers and the families that have had what to talk. Every father should know that it's his responsibility to have a talk about the wisdom and the understanding of God. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. Nobody but yours. Your responsibility to talk to your children about the word of God. They will have understanding. They will have a knowledge and understanding about the word of God. And that they will have you as the father living in front of them. I know I'm better than that. You can't get around it. If you want life like this, that's the way it has to be passed. That's the way it has to be lived. So, where do we stand? You have to keep talking. Keep living and keep talking. Because just when you think you threw in your hand and said it ain't never going to happen, that word of God will penetrate right through.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because there is no failure in God.
That's right.
Nothing's too hard for him. There's no heart, there's no shell that he can't penetrate. Somebody had to have a talk with us.
That's right.
Someone was a little tougher than others. Lord have mercy.
That's right.
Tough not to crack.
Yeah.
Amen. But that word and that living, the word, when they run up against that thing in the world, they say, oh my God, it's like the prodigal. He went out there and did his thing.
Lived it up, wow.
Did his thing. Lord have mercy. Left his father's house. Lord have mercy. We had everything. I'm going to go out there and do my thing. Because I was wrong. But when he found himself in the pig slop, and the pigs was eating better than him, he came to himself. Everybody share, right? Came to himself. Oh, have mercy. I know what I'm going to do. I'm getting up what? Out of this house. Going back to my what? Father's house. Lord have mercy. And his daddy saw for what? A ball. Lord have mercy. Come on, they said, kill the fatty cat. Go get the best robe. Lord have mercy. Get the best jewelry for this boy. Then the other son got an attitude that don't worry about it, he can get over that too. My boy was lost.
Yeah.
But now he's fine. Uh-huh. And then when you understand when they're out there and all of us made a mistake, don't browbeat them, don't beat them up, amen. But treat them like they were lost and they were found and love and hug on them and let them know you're grateful to God that they come back into the fold. Sometimes people beat you down for something you did 30 years ago. Love them. Let them know that there's none perfect. Nobody came in here perfect. Nobody going to leave here perfect. You tell them about this word of God and you have to talk. You tell them, now you go and you have to talk with somebody else. You live like this says for somebody else. That's what God is expecting the principle thing. Wisdom. And all thy getting, what? Get what? Understanding. That's what fathers have to do. It's not easy. It's a long path. So whatever. You just have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You have to keep getting up and keep doing it. Sometimes the jokers act like, did I have my tongue to myself? Am I talking to the wall? But if you keep living it, they'll get it.
Yep.
They'll turn around and you'll be saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And you'll start seeing them share that wisdom with somebody else. Mm-hmm. You'll find understand that's all about. Be a good father. Have that talk. Not just any old talk. Those talks are important too.
That's right.
I have to talk about wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Of God. Amen. And it all has to come together. And you one day sit back and you say, that's my girl. That's my boy. Doing all right. Had to grab some tea or something.
Yes, sir.
Got a little frustrated sometimes. In certain states, girls are worse than the boys. In certain states, the boys are worse than the girls.
That's right.
Got to be a father, got to be a praying father, a praying mother, a praying family. Lord have mercy. And that's what it's all about. And I thank God for his word that teaches us and shows us what. Amen? All right. It's going to do it for us this morning. We're going to say goodbye to our online folks. Thank you for tuning in. Pray that everyone has an awesome Father's Day, the rest of your day. Continue to study that word.